Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
Yeah, I appreciate the question. I'm not going to go into detail about what we talked about individually. But again, it was all a positive conversation. He was receptive to it. Talked about what he can fix and be better for our offense. Clearly, obviously, quarterback spot is the most difficult position. So we got to be better all around him. But also starts with how we coach him. Being more detailed, being more demanding with just him, but also the entire staff as well.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is Thomas Brown telling you a little something of the conversation he had with Caleb Williams, which probably began with, "Hi, I'm Thomas Brown."
My name is Thomas. Nice to meet you. Now, we're being a little facetious.
We're having fun.
It is a little bit unusual to have Caleb Williams say what he said about not having talked much with him. But let's go back and remember why. At the beginning of the season, Ryan Poles was pretty open about the fact they were intentional in wanting to limit the voices in Caleb Williams' head. So they reduced it really to a two-person committee. They Kerry Joseph, the quarterback's coach, and Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator. They wanted those guys to be the prominent voices in the quarterback's head, the guys who they would go to. Now, when you limit that, you better be right, because you are – you are definitely putting a lot on the relationship between the OC and the QB. And when that relationship isn't what it needs to be, you get situations like this week where you are firing a guy after nine games and reintroducing your quarterback to the new offensive coordinator.
Hey, we want to remind you that tomorrow you can join The Score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl.
I'm hungry.
Here we go. See, I went earlier because you told me not to.
I know, Molly, but I'm still hungry.
You yelled at me yesterday. Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi, they will be broadcasting live from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 later in the afternoon. And as they'll get you ready for Chicago against Green Bay. There's also a coat drive up there, so bring your gently worn or brand new coats, and the Brat Stop will give you a $1 off coupon. It's a
great deal.
It's halfway to a bratwurst.
That's a great event.
I don't know how much the brats are. One coupon per customer. That's tomorrow from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. And it's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaru.com. And also brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. So that's
great event. The world famous Brat Stop in Kenosha. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Are we heading up there? Is that the plan?
We are not.
Okay, but
we're holding down the fort here.
I thought Dustin said he wanted to have a brat after the show.
Well, then he's.
We're going to drive up there.
It's an easy trip.
Have a beer and a brat.
Okay.
And buy a Subaru and maybe hit the sports book.
Yeah. Well, if
wasn't
we're
that the plan, Dustin?
If Dustin's driving.
Yes, he's driving all of us there and back.
It's worth the trip. I mean, those are good. It's good food.
But as Mully will tell you, then you wouldn't get the brat for lunch. You'd get it for dinner because I don't drive fast enough for Mully.
No, you're just not quite. You drive like you're 87 years old. Dustin actually
It must be the 15 years I've spent here.
Yeah, he sits lower in the car seat. It's like it's so weird. He gets in his car and he sinks and his eyes barely go over the
now he's just
wheel.
Being mean.
No. Have you not seen him drive?
Just mean.
Now?
It's going to be a great event. Tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun at the Brat Stop. A lot of good interaction between and a little interplay between the two stations and the Bears people and the Packers people. right?
Yeah, I remember going up there one year, and we were like, I was surprised at some of the kind of reaction, some of this kind of, you know, a puffy chested kind of, you know, we've got Giannis and Packers are so good.
Like, they don't have Craig Council anymore.
Yeah, they're kind of like,
You know, I was on with Sparky yesterday
were you?
On Milwaukee Radio, yes.
What was that like?
I was still getting stuff about Craig Council.
Are you serious?
And he continued to call him a traitor and all the things and Packer Week and okay.
Nice enough people.
He's a really nice guy.
Silliness.
He's hung up on the Craig Council thing. I think they all are there. They can hash that out. Yeah. So maybe it's better we're not there.
Yeah, you know what? I am a member at the Art Institute. We could just walk over and go look at maybe some beautiful haystacks.
Oh, wow.
Some, you know, it's the kind of thing you can't do at the Broad Stop. I don't know.
I love the brat spot.
Love the brat spot. And you know, I'm not sure we get a good enough bratwurst over there, but I'm just saying that's always been my kind of response is, oh, well, you know.
A big Milwaukee
I'll
fan.
Go to, no, I love Milwaukee. I go every year to Milwaukee. I have a good time in Milwaukee. We used to take the kids there. They're a little, what is it, the thing on the, Dustin, have you done that with your kids? If they have like a beautiful like science kind of museum for kids, interactive.
I have not done a museum really there. I took the kids bowling in Milwaukee once.
Oh, there you go. And the
no museum.
Was it called the Safe House? Is that the place? Remember years ago?
Well, you don't have to go to Milwaukee tomorrow. Just go to Kenosha, the world famous brat stop.
Yeah,
score will be there.
You're halfway to Milwaukee.
10-6.
All right, we'll do it, and maybe we'll dress up. I got some new clothes, buddy. I got my holiday outfit. How about that? The fine folks at Flag and Anthem sent me a holiday outfit today. Who's styling?
I am too.
We're both.
Yeah, that's very
Dustin.
Very,
did
very
you get
kind.
The sweater and the?
What? I didn't get a sweater. I do have a nice vest. I'm wearing a vest and a hoodie from Flag and Anthem right now. But I could use a holiday outfit as well.
We're all wearing
spill
Flag
a little of my mom's turkey gravy on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, maybe that's why they didn't send it. You probably would be stuck with a dry cleaning bill.
Let's get out to the phone lines.
Please. Gotta stop being mean to Dustin. Josh is in Manteo. Yeah.
Hey Josh. Good morning.
Hey guys. I wanted to get back to what you guys were calling the quote of the year, because obviously it's an indictment on the coaching staff, on Waldron, on, you know, on Eberflus and the whole staff. But isn't it also an indictment on the players? If I'm a veteran player and I can see that coaches aren't dotting the I's and crossing the T's and holding guys accountable to doing things the right way, that some of the veterans shouldn't have stepped up and stepped in and been like, hey, you know, this ain't going to cut it. We got to do this better. You know, that route's got to be crisper, you know, or whatever the case may be. I know we didn't get specific, but I just haven't heard much talk about how that also speaks to the lack of leadership. DJ Moore also said yesterday that, oh yeah, he thinks they can take practice up a notch. Well, what the hell have you been waiting for? I mean, how much worse would it need to get before, as players, you also need to take it upon yourselves? I'm not trying to take the blame away from the coaching staff by any means, but I just think that quote also speaks maybe to a lack of leadership that we thought maybe we had that clearly is lacking. I don't know what you guys think.
Josh, I think it's a very good call. As I said earlier, it's a quote that indicts everybody in the organization.
Yep.
Talks about the lack of a standard. But I also think, in fairness, we need to remember this leadership council did go to Shane Waldron earlier in the year, complaining, addressing, whatever you want to describe it as, but it was an intervention. Coach us harder.
Yes.
Come up with a plan that's clearer.
That's true.
And simpler and whatever, the first 15. But I think players did have a voice. Maybe it wasn't strong enough,
right,
but they did identify the problem early on.
Ed's in Wonder Lake. Hey, Ed.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I was listening to y'all complimenting on the new OC. Congratulations to the Bears of making a wiser decision. However, I didn't hear anything all that intelligent. I mean, I'm a licensed coach, and that's the first thing you say to a peewee 10-year-old team. Practicing hard makes the game easier. The big problem is why is Eberflus still the coach? You know why? Because he's the GM's fall guy. He makes everyone look smarter, okay? So if Caleb Williams fails, who's to blame? Eberflus. And not the GM. Total smokescreen. This will never end until Eberflus is gone.
Yeah, they've never fired a coach in season.
Thanks,
they've
Ed.
Never fired an offensive coordinator before, but they are, I don't think they're going to fire Matt Eberflus. And you know, when we asked the question, who are you going to replace him with? So Thomas Brown, you're right. You know, a lot of the stuff, there wasn't a lot of detail to what he was saying, but a lot of the stuff was, it just showed more confidence. It showed, there was an aura to the guy that you didn't
have
before.
He had a presence. He had a presence.
There was a vibe to the guy.
And you don't go up to the podium in your first role and job and appearance as the offensive coordinator and say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to use more motion against the Packers.
Yeah, exactly.
And then on third and short, we're going to use three tight ends. And then we're going to have two backs in the backfield for the first time this year. You're not going to do any of that. You know what you're going to do? You're going to try to create you can score some touchdowns.
Among the things I heard yesterday, you know what I didn't like?
What?
I didn't like, what did Flusie, did he use the word innovation? He talked about creativity or something with the off. Run the damn football.
That's not very innovative.
Yes.
That's very
let's go with
practical.
The simple. Let's keep it simple.
I think I got the impression, though, from Thomas Brown that they will do simple better.
Good.
They will grasp the obvious.
That seems.
They will run downhill as best they can.
Let's get to that.
It helps to have your offensive tackles healthy, and they do seem to have that now.
All right. Let's try Jeff. Jeff's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good thing you're hungry. I just pulled two breads out of the oven, but not David's pecan pie bars. The dysfunction of this team has made me think of a song parody, and you evoked the name of Frank Sinatra earlier this week, Mully.
Sure.
David Frank Sinatra is not country, so you'll have to bear with me on this.
I'm aware who Frank Sinatra is, though, Jeff.
All right.
Did Sinatra do a country album?
Probably. All right, Jeff.
But,
keep going.
So I figured the best song would be My Kind of Town, and I'm no blue eyes. I got hazel eyes, and I apologize to anybody listening with their dogs, but here we go. Now, this could only happen to fans like us and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you with angst and disgust, as on another OC we miss, this is our messed up team, Chicago Bears, our crappy team. Why should we care? In our team, all hope we lose. It's time to fire the flus. It's our messed up team. So that's about what I got, guys.
Jeff, you are a man of many skills. Bless you, sir.
Thanks, Jeff. Guys,
Master Baker, Sinatra impersonator.
Okay. Yeah, I hope the bread was good.
Okay. David, unimpressed?
I'm impressed.
Listen, I think that the Bears are driving us to sing like Sinatra. Mike's on the road. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm gonna say the question was posed by your producer that do you have confidence in this OC? I say no, and not because of who he is or how he's going to coach. I say it's because it goes back to before the Caleb Williams, before the Justin Fields. What we have here is a failure by the general manager to recognize that we need an offensive line. The offensive line was not given to Justin Fields, whereas, and mind you, I would keep Eberflus through next year only to say that this year coming up, this draft coming up, or free agency, that we get more O-line. I think Luke Getsy was on to something at the end, but he didn't have the offensive line to complete it. He was a fall guy. Now we bring in this other guy, and now we bring in this other guy. Now, he's not – how can you have a run game? How can you have a pass game when the quarterbacks run for their lives? Justin Fields ran because he knew how to run. Caleb does not want to run. He doesn't want to run. It's an offensive line problem, and it disgusts me that not everybody is talking about this the way it should be talked
about. Thanks, Mike. We're talking a lot about the offensive line, and I think people understand that as a play caller, you're limited by what you can't do when you can't protect the quarterback, and he's on pace to be sacked over 70 times, I believe, or the third most in NFL history. So that's very limiting from a play calling perspective. It's deeper than that, though. You have that, that's on the general manager. The things that are were going on with the Bears on the field lacked communication, consistency, and practicality in the approach. That's on the play caller, and that's why they needed to change.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, when your offensive line is as badly damaged as the Bears is, it's a good idea to get them moving forward. You know, anyone who's ever played offensive line, whether you've played through college or played kind of like Dustin has in your mind in the NFL, you need to be moving forward. You know, I mean, I've seen Dustin work on his pass pro in a restaurant in Vegas, but I think what he really likes doing is getting his head down and blocking forward. Am I wrong, Dustino?
That would be correct. A little hand in the dirt.
There you go. And that's what I want to see from this group, because that'll make them more comfortable, and maybe that creates a little play action, and maybe you take some pressure off of your young signal caller. Instead of letting him make decisions, read and react, and call every play at the line, why not run the damn ball a little bit and see if you can get a first down?
Mm-hmm. It's a good plan.
Simple it up.
Yep.
You know, it's not that hard. But I don't know. I don't know what to expect from the Bears. Let's try Jack. Jack is on the road. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, bud.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I know it's all about leadership and this, that, and the other, but wouldn't somebody like, say, like a Robert Saleh, wouldn't he be about kind of the perfect demeanor and kind of guy for Chicago to, you know,
well, he's with the Packers. He's with the Packers, so he might have some inside info. But you're not allowed to hire coaches off of
He's not officially with the Packers. He's just Matt LaFleur's best friend. And
I know, but he has a role.
He's consulting them at some point. Is he there right now?
He's there now.
Is he helping them break
on Sunday?
Will we see him on Sunday on the sidelines?
I think you will.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not sure that he's what his role is.
If you were him, wouldn't you want to come to Chicago?
That depends on what you're doing.
Well,
no, I mean, not necessarily.
Having a nice meal.
If you're Robert Saleh,
you're
finest getting paid
restaurants in America.
What he's getting paid to not to coach, I don't know that I'd want to take in a Bears-Packers game on a Sunday in November.
If you were consulting with the Packers, would you like to go up to Green Bay for a weekend or maybe come down to Chicago? Do I have to sing some Sinatra to you?
This segment's getting away from us. Robert Saleh is not going to coach the Bears next year.
Oh, is that what he was
Yes, that's
about?
What the caller said.
Well, I thought he meant
that was his point.
His point is that after Eberflus is fired, this would be a defensive-minded head coach that he could get behind what he wanted to
after,
say.
If Eberflus is fired, after he is fired, you're going to need an offensive-minded coach, because you can't roll out another coordinator for Caleb Williams who may leave after 1 year. And if you get the right, I mean, they're going to go get someone. I mean, they'll get an offensive-minded coach. Don't you agree with that? Just for the very reason that they're probably looking for someone to be an offensive coordinator.
I think they'd like to do that. That might be the direction they head initially. But if it comes down to somebody with an offensive scheme or a reputation versus a guy who is a head coach with experience and success and a track record, that's a different conversation. I don't know that you can determine, you know, in 9 games in what direction they're going to go with their next head coach. We can speculate, but to say that it's got to be an offensive-minded head coach, if he lacks experience, are you hiring the next Matt Nagy? And are you passing on somebody that might be a better fit for the job? Don't know. I don't think it's Robert Saleh. Okay,
I don't think it's Robert Saleh.
And just referencing the previous caller, I don't think that's the direction they go.
All right, let's try John. John's on the Odyssey app. Hey, John.
Yes. Hey, guys. Good morning. Now, my only analysis is I don't think the Bears are going to be able to run the ball, because the next two teams are going to put 8 in the box.
Yeah.
They know they can pass with no protection. The Bears got a good chance of being shut out on Sunday, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers are going to blitz crazy. I'll hang up.
It's another reason you have to run.
Yeah, you run and you try to establish the run
and
you try to control the football
and then you
throw the ball down the field and you move the pocket and you give him some layups and you regain some of his confidence and you let him, you know, be the guy that he is supposed to be, and we've seen in glimpses. And you know the Packers are going to establish the run against a Bears defense that is susceptible to that. Josh Jacobs is going to be the best running back on the field on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you've got to make sure that you limit those things. So you want to control the clock, you want to move the chains, and you want to get in the end zone. It's pretty simple. It's simple in the approach. The Bears have found a way to screw it up too often this year. That's why Shane Waldron's gone. This is a pretty simple game plan against the Packers.
312-644-6767 is the telephone number. Do you want to go? You want to talk about the Bulls?
Let's talk about the Bulls. They won last night.
That was fun. Yeah, this isn't as much fun as I'd hoped it would be. Let's talk about something fun. The Bulls were really fun yesterday. Mully and Haw on the score.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Holding and looking. Bridges in play to Brunson. Brunson curls on Williams. Turnaround jumper. Remy. No good. Bulls win. That was so close. That ball spun around the iron and dipped out. Kobe, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Still in a shock. That last shot, my heart dropped. Brunson rolled around the rim for it felt like forever, but good team win. We made it harder than what it's supposed to be, but that's the NBA. That's how it goes. Madison Square Garden, hard place to play. The crowd got behind them, but we finished it out.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That
is awesome.
That's a great response.
Yeah.
From a guy who hit three free throws when he needed to hit three free throws.
Oh, come on.
The Knicks in the position to need that last second shot. Good for Kobe White. The Bulls did not blow a 22-point lead. Well, they did, and then they recovered, but they end up winners over the Knicks. Big victory for them. Mully, they're 5-7 without looking.
Yeah.
Without going to the Google machine, without going to your computer or your phone. What seed do you think the Bulls currently are in the Eastern Conference?
Well, it's not fair because I follow this stuff. So I'm saying the fifth seed, maybe.
They're sixth, but they're 5-7 behind the Pacers, who are 5-6. The Knicks are now 5-6.
And the Bulls are tied with, like, Atlanta.
The Nets, right now, it's there's eight.
See?
The eighth seed is 5-7, okay. The Nets and the Hawks.
So they win a one-point game.
Yes.
124-123, I believe. You mentioned the three free throws. I mean, first of all, like, you know, that is some gutsy free throw shooting. Just fun to see. Io hit a couple before that, and then Kobe White gets accosted. I mean, a really, really hard foul on Kobe with about 3 seconds left.
Kind of a dumb foul. It was dumb foul.
And he's
Josh Hart dumb foul.
He knocks down all three of the free throws, takes the one-point lead. You come down. Here's Jalen Brunson, local guy, made good with the shot, and it's out. And you know, you walk off the floor, and Tibbs is sad. And Billy Donovan strikes again, the pace of play thing. And I get it. They had a 22-point lead in the third quarter, and they lost the lead. They had to come back, but they hit the big plays. And I get a text from a friend of mine this morning, like, why are you happy about that? They're going to lose Cooper Flagg. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't like
this
that.
This is where we're at.
That's kind of my point, is that there's so much emphasis on that in today's pro sports climate. But when you look at the Eastern Conference, what are you going to do? And you can't control. The Sixers are 2-9. The Bucks are 4-8.
Keep that going.
The Raptors are 2-10. Those are three teams that you expected to be ahead of you if you're the Bulls. And right now, the teams that are only living up, the Cavs are exceeding expectations, but they're one of the best teams in the East. They're 13-0. Celtics are who they are, and the Magic are ahead of the Bulls. Other than that, are we underestimating what the Bulls can accomplish this year in the Eastern Conference if you are still having people like your friend who texted you expecting them or wanting them to lose on purpose?
Well, I mean, I just here's
or to
the
trade
problem.
Zach LaVine to the first taker,
okay,
or Vooch, or Kobe White, exactly. as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, how about that? You saw that story.
I saw that story.
It was ridiculous.
Why do you want to trade Kobe White?
Oh, because he hit a shot. Because he can make a free throw. Now, it's because the Bulls are kind of in NBA no man's land, right?
Right.
They had a definitive team that they thought was going to be good enough to compete. And, you know, they were for 31 games or whatever it was during the Lonzo Ball era. Lonzo could be back on Friday, but it probably won't be. But why can't I just enjoy the start to a season without worrying about anything other than being entertained? I don't get it. I don't, you know, it's fun to see the increased pace of play. It's fun to see how many guys are playing. You see Matas Buzelis had a dunk.
Saw
during that game.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's cool.
You know what? It deprives us of those special satisfying moments of watching a game like last night. And the first thing you're supposed to think of, oh my gosh, now that top 10 protected draft pick.
Enough of that. I mean, listen, we will all unfold that the season will, they'll probably end up trading people. I get it. The top 10 pick, just so everyone knows, the Bulls still owe a draft pick to Orlando in the Vuk deal, right? Mm-hmm. So that is protected if they're in the top 10. And so the theory is you better lose because you need to get Cooper Flagg or somebody to get you out of the doldrums.
You've got to be among the 10 worst teams, which right now it does not look like they're...
They're not.
They're not among the 10 worst teams. Good old tankathon.com. You know, they're 17th right now.
Okay.
So they got a long way. They got a lot of losing to go.
Yeah.
And so I love that reaction because, you know, I kind of share it, and I know we sort of make mocked for it, whatever, but...
Enjoy a little bit.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the Bulls when they play as well as they did last night.
I like watching the Bulls.
I know this is not a popular sentiment either. When I watch the Bulls, I like Zach LaVine when he gets hot. I like watching him go on a heater and hit those threes and then attack the basket. And I think that Zach LaVine is one of those guys that everyone's in such a rush to get out of town. And sometimes we tend to overlook. I know the limitations and I know all the things about his contract, but sometimes, as you say, just enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. NBA game. I like
he
the
is
NBA.
Entertaining.
He's a good player.
And you see him post game with KC. He's
sharp guy.
He represents the organization in a first class manner, and he is a sharp guy. And I like a lot about Zach LaVine.
More KC, please, too.
More KC.
I like a lot about KC.
I like KC.
I really enjoy him. But I mean, who do I blame for this? Is this Theo's fault? Whose fault is it that all we want to do is lose, and that somehow losing is winning? I mean, who?
Well, MLB obviously had the great examples of the Astros and the Cubs, and there are others. With the NFL, I mean. Suck for luck. Remember that?
Yeah, of course.
With the Colts and Andrew Luck.
But I mean, you know, here's the problem. So MLB responded to that. And so if you have a top 10 pick 1 year, if you're in the top 10, you're not allowed to have it 2 years running. So for instance, the Chicago White Sox managed to set a record for the most losses in the history of an MLB season, and you know what the reward is.
Not very high.
They'll get the 10th pick in the draft. Now, they'll pick first in every other round, but like it's not like – and I don't even know if baseball has, you know, whoever this year's great talent is. I don't know who the – I don't know who the Cooper flag of the MLB draft is. I haven't heard whether
one player
for
an MLB team is it worth it?
I don't think it is. But they'll get the the Sox will get some players.
To your point about the Bulls, though, Mully, what I just said about Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
224, empty calories, LOL. Here's another one. Zach is a third option on a real team, 224. I'm still holding out hope on a 30-year-old. Come on, 815. I mean, okay. No, none of those things really enter my mind.
You said you liked watching him play.
I like watching him play.
What's wrong with that?
He's fluid. He's very explosive. He shoots. It's a pretty jump shot.
He took a couple, like, from last week. You know, I mean, he was hitting, like, Caitlin Clark shots.
Yes, I know.
No, like Steph Curry.
They're from Broadway.
But he was. He took a couple of shots where you're like, oh, wow. Like,
and you know, it was a heat check.
It was fun to watch.
And he stayed hot. So that's fun. And you see Patrick Williams have a couple good defensive possessions. Now, he's up and down more than you would like.
Yeah.
But there's just a lot of things that we have pointed out. Io in the clutch. Io was a guy who, look, he's the epitome of a professional. He doesn't start on this team.
Yeah.
He may in some situations, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the ego that a lot of guys have. He loves playing for the Bulls. He loves his role on this team, and he plays it very well, and you saw that again last night.
I wonder how Josh Giddey feels about not being at the end of games.
Well, I think that's he's got to understand some of these things. That, you know, why is Io on the court?
Because he's a good shooter.
Also because he's a defensive stopper.
He is totally.
And you have to have that.
Better defensive player.
You have to maybe prioritize that.
He also can handle the ball.
He's a good ball handler. And he makes good decisions.
The thing is, why is Josh Giddey not on the floor? Because he's a defensive liability.
I think that's the biggest reason.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, there might be times in games where he is hot or you think the offense runs through him and it's working well. It's probably a game-by-game basis. The one thing Billy Donovan does a nice job of is he doesn't seem too tied into any –
He's expanded usage, let's put it that way, because they are leading the league or top of the league with a lot of the way that they're running the ball. He understands that he needs to use everyone, and you're getting more players in his rotation.
Now, here's a valid criticism, if you want to call it that, or the thing that you would quibble with in Zach's game, 6-3-0. He looks great, but at the end of games, he can dribble off his leg. Protecting the ball.
Yes.
Turnovers can be a problem.
They've had bad turnover games.
Yes.
No shadow of a doubt.
The other night, they against the Cavs, 21 turnovers, I think, or else they may have won that game.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, they can limit their turnovers on Friday.
You got them winning.
You
called that early.
I think it's a good perfect spot for them. What you forget, David, I don't think you give it enough credence in your own mind. Guys want to go to another level in the NBA Cup.
I don't know that that's ever been uttered. Unless it's the final game and you're playing for 500 grand.
Who won the first NBA Cup?
The Lakers, of course, and then they had confetti.
LeBron. Why? Because he wanted to do something that hadn't been done before.
What color will the floor be Friday night in Cleveland? Will it be burnt orange? Will it be brown? What will it be? What are their colors?
What was the song, that Cavs basketball song? Tonight the orange and blue delivers. Hard work in town, hard work in team.
There's a lot of singing on this show today.
The Michael Stanley
Band a lot of singing.
Had a song, and I used to sit there. I used to laugh my rear end off when the Bulls would play in Cleveland because they would be like, tonight's the night we take no prisoner. And everybody would kind of sing along. See, and you know how I get? Like, I would get like this when the Skull Viking song was played. I'd put my
Minnesota
head down, okay, and then I would just belt out as loud as I could, Skull Viking. I love dumb arse kind of theme song things that they play regularly in games. But the Michael Stanley Band, who, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland.
It's right there.
Why? Well, because like they had a contest, like people had to call in, and they got like about 12 million calls from Cleveland because people in Cleveland are kind of out of their minds.
Cleveland,
you know?
Rocks.
Cleveland rocks.
That's why.
Rock and roll, yeah. Cleveland.
I just remember during the LeBron era going there was cool, I'll say this, where they had this big, it was on the back, this big billboard. It was on the side of a building. We are all witnesses. And it had, I mean, it was a cool thing. That was a nice little rivalry for a while. And I know Cleveland's Cleveland, but it's,
Cleveland's economy is based on LeBron James. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's
one.
That's awesome.
Remember those years.
Oh, come on. It's fun stuff.
It is
but
fun.
I really, honest to God, if you get a chance, maybe Brandon can find the Michael Stanley Band. We should be playing that song heading into this Friday NBA Cup.
It's a big game. Because
NBA Cup.
It's the NBA
Say
Cup.
Say the okay. NBA Cup. I want you to get on board.
I am going to watch the NBA Cup and love every minute of it.
We got such a Friday night laid out for us. We got NBA Cup. I'm guessing that the Tyson Jake Paul fight will begin roughly around 11
o'clock. So you've got me going to Kenosha for a brat stop.
Yes.
Dustin's driving. Then watching the Bulls play the Cavs because it's the NBA Cup, and I love that stuff. And then you want me to watch and cap it all off by watching boxing, a match between a 58-year-old and a 37-year-old.
No, 27-year-old. There's a 31-year age difference.
On Netflix.
It's if you have any Netflix account, it is free on Netflix.
Pass.
Okay. It'd be a hell of a night if you want to get stuff done.
I'm all for the brats. I'll watch the Bulls.
You brought up early, and then you kind of go Bulls, go crazy NBA Cup, and we all chant our NBA Cup songs, and then we take that right into the fight.
Now I'm getting texts about Zach LaVine. One-way player, can't play D. Come on, guys. Appreciate greatness when you see it, and he was great last night.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. On the lines, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis. Just search the You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick joins us, as all guests do, on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How we doing today?
Doing all right.
We're doing okay. There's a fun game tonight. We've got the, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Commanders. And the Eagles facing off.
Indeed. Yeah, this should be a good one. And I think I've got a prop winner for Dustin.
All right.
What's he got, Nick? He's been pretty good this season. So we'll look to keep it rolling here. So Marshawn Lattimore, guys, the trade deadline a couple weeks ago in the NFL, the Commanders traded for Saints corner Marshawn Lattimore. Mm. He's not going to play tonight for Washington. And I think that's a huge loss going up against the two receivers for the Eagles and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Now, Dan Quinn's a good defensive coach. They have to try and take away this downfield passing game. I think that's going to leave the middle of the field wide open for Dallas Goedert tonight, Philadelphia starting tight end. Returned from injured reserve last week. Looked like he was shot out of a cannon. Goddard's receiving yards prop tonight is 30.5. I love the over for Dallas Goedert tonight, over 30.5 receiving yards. And as far as the point spread goes, I think it's right. The Eagles are close to being a 4-point favorite. Like, for me, no value there. If you made me bet the game, I would bet the Philadelphia Eagles. I think this is a good matchup for Philly. The Eagles welcome back their star left tackle. The Commanders dealing with injuries at running back and on the offensive line. I like the Eagles tonight. Give me Dallas Goedert over receiving yards.
Nick, Bears-Packers Sunday. The Bears obviously change offensive coordinators. Thomas Brown calling the plays. What effect will that have on the line?
Yeah, it had a pretty big effect. And I think, you know, fans that don't think about things in these terms may be surprised to hear this. So this point spread opened Green Bay -6.5 at Chicago, which is like a huge point spread for like a road team, like for a road team to have in the NFL. The implication being that the Bears are really bad from what we've seen the last 3 weeks. Well, Shane Waldron gets fired, Thomas Brown's the new OC. And almost more importantly, the Bears getting both of their offensive tackles back at practice yesterday. Now, Tevin Jenkins didn't practice. We'll see if he's able to practice today or tomorrow. But both starting tackles back at practice yesterday for the Bears. And this point spread now is 5.5. So bettors have been interested in the Chicago Bears ahead of Sunday's game against the Packers with the move at OC and better health on the offensive line. And I tend to agree with that, guys. I think the point spread is probably still a little too big here if the offensive linemen are going to play for Chicago. So begrudgingly, and you know, if it's like, you know, 21-3 at halftime, I'm really going to regret it. I do like the Bears to keep the game close on Sunday against Green Bay.
So, you know, we know the best team in the NFL is the Kansas City Chiefs, and we know that they're unbeaten, and yet they are now, I believe, Buffalo a favorite over them. What do you think of that?
Yeah, so like point spread wise, yeah, like that's totally fine for the Bills to be favored. Like in terms of like power ratings, basically the implication of this point spread is that the teams are like identical on a neutral field, or maybe like Buffalo is slightly better on a neutral. The Bills are 2.5-point home favorites on Sunday. So like there's nothing wrong with the spread, even though the Chiefs are undefeated. The Bills are probably power rated a little better. Like to be fair, And I bet on Kansas City in a lot of games. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they did almost lose last week to Denver. Like, blocked a field goal on the final play of the game. A 35-yarder would have lost if that field goal was good. But so there's nothing wrong with the point spread. That being said, though, yeah, like, I probably feel like you guys do, like the person listening right now. Great, like, I get to bet Patrick Mahomes as an underdog. Awesome. Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs to win the game on Sunday in Buffalo. And if it loses, you tip your cap to the Bills. But it's a bet you feel comfortable in making 100 out of 100 times.
Minute left, Nick. What else do you like in the NFL?
I like the Ravens guys against the Steelers. Baltimore's a 3-point road favorite this weekend. Huge game. This is like when the games start to get really good. Baltimore's a 3-point road favorite. I like the over in the game also. I think we see a lot of points, like unlike your typical Ravens-Steelers game. But I don't think Pittsburgh's going to be able to slow down Lamar Jackson in this Ravens offense. I really like the Ravens. Give me Baltimore to cover the 3. And then here's an NFC North one for you guys. The Lions are currently like a 13.5-point home favorite against the Jaguars. Mac Jones will be starting for Jacksonville. I don't think the spread is big enough. I think this could be like a 30-point Detroit win that gets Doug Peterson fired. I'll lay it with the Lions guys on Sunday against Jacksonville.
Thanks, Nick.
Good stuff.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Did Dustin write that down? Dallas Goedert over.
Yeah, he's got it. You should see him.
He better.
He wrote it in crayon.
You should see the way he spelled Goddard.
I'd love to see it.
Thanks,
Dallas
Nick.
G.
Dallas G. Well, God knows what that means. He's going to bet on Dallas Comedy. That was the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider Calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. We are going to bring in Brian Baldinger. We also have Mike Sando.
Big hour. Yeah. A lot of NFL talk next hour.
Yeah, we're going to do it. And do you have a little something to see us out? Do you have a little special something for David that you've been wanting to hear?
What have I been wanting to hear?
Here it is.
Tonight we're gonna take no prisoners.
Michael Stanley Band.
Oh my gosh.
It's time we're gonna.
And the court, to answer your question for the NBA Cup on Friday night.
Yes, okay.
Tonight the orange and blue deliver.
Orange and blue, baby. We're going old school.
Okay. All right. I get it.
Tonight.
Thank you for listening to 670 Score the Musical.
670 Score the Musical. Soon to be closed on Broadway.
off Broadway.
It's Molly and Awe, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.